Some years ago, I picked up a paperback titled In Search of Our Mother's Gardens by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alice Walker. The metaphor in the title moved me immediately. The gardens reference the histories, achievements, valiant efforts, and failures of women of previous generations to enhance the fortunes and futures of all women. I count among the yields from these gardens the coalition politics of 19th and 20th century suffragist and anti-racism activist Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Ida B. Wells. There's also the eloquence and righteousness of Congresswomen Barbara Jordan and Shirley Chisholm in the 1960s and 70s. But our gardens are also graced by the brilliance, power, and humanity of former Texas Governor Ann Richards and the bravery and sense of justice in the work of labor activist Dolores Huerta and peace activist Bella Abzug. We may claim feminist politics, chicanismo, womanist theology, woman of color feminism, or no feminist politics whatsoever, but we all benefit from the pens and raised voices of poets and activists like Gloria Steinem, Gloria Anzaldúa, and Arundhati Roy. Alas, not all of our legacies are famed, though they may be valorous. Many of us owe our very lives to the countless, nameless women who have endured voluntary and involuntary dislocations, who've suffered countless perils and indignities on our behalf. As you listen now, women risk death crossing dangerous borders to care for someone else's children. Here's the thing. I believe women have a responsibility to the legacies we inherit and to the legacies we leave behind. That demands we continue to work together to improve all of our futures as mentors, activists, and allies. When we are tempted to take our eyes off what still needs to be achieved by women and instead indulge our basest impulses in controversy, destructive politics, and sabotage toward other women allies, we are lost. I ask instead for us to confront our place in women's greatest legacies and find ways to support one another across our differences. Just as we have sought our mother's gardens, we are responsible to tend our daughter's gardens. Intentionally or not, we live by example. When our daughters seek our gardens, let them find nourishment, abundance, beauty, a legacy worth cherishing.